This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. and British militaries are bombing more than a dozen sites used by the Iranian-backed Houthis in Yemen in a massive retaliatory strike using warship-launched Tomahawk missiles and fighter jets. AP's Lisa Dwyer has that story.
The military targets include logistical hubs, air defense systems, and weapons storage locations. The strike marks the first U.S. military response against the Houthis for what has been a persistent campaign of drone and missile attacks on commercial ships in the Red Sea since the start of the war in Israel. The coordinated military assault comes just a week after the White House and a host of partner nations issued a final warning to the Houthis to cease the attacks or face potential military action. The impact of the warning was short-lived. Houthi rebels fired their largest ever barrage of drones and missiles targeting ships in the Red Sea Tuesday. Then, 2 days later, the Houthis fired an anti-ship ballistic missile. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Israeli military says it's found traces of hostages in an underground tunnel in Gaza. AP's Ben Thomas.
Khan Yunis in the southern half of the Gaza Strip has become a focus of Israel's ground offensive, and the military has been showing journalists tunnels in the city where it says it's found signs of the hostages. IDF spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari.
Hostage DNA. Hostages were held here, this tunnel system.
Hagari stood in front of a corrugated tin hut that covered the tunnel's entrance in a residential yard. He says Hamas militants retreated to Khan Yunis immediately after their October 7 attacks.
In the civilian neighborhood, in order to make it impossible for the IDF, unless he does a ground operation, to fire at this area or try to rescue the hostages.
AP's Ben Thomas reporting.